Hi everyone, it's Lori here, and I've just been reading the Horizon Report for 2014, the Higher Education Edition, and more specifically I've been looking at the section on learning analytics. And learning analytics are in the forefront of online education right now, pretty timely topic. The report describes learning analytics as the educational application of big data, which is a branch of statistical analysis that was originally developed for the business world and a way for businesses to analyze commercial activity, identify spending trends, and predict consumer behavior. You probably know what they're talking about here. If you've been online and all of a sudden you see some of your favorite products pop up enticing you to buy, it's because you've clicked around on the internet and they know what things you like. They know your preferences. So now education is embarking on a similar pursuit of collecting student data via online learning and trying to apply that data in ways which would improve student engagement and provide high quality and personalized learning experiences. The report goes on to further say that learning analytics research uses data analysis to inform decisions made at every level on the in the education system, leveraging student data to deliver personalized learning, enable adaptive pedagogies and practices, and identify learning issues in time for them to be solved. Other hopes for learning analytics are that the analysis of education-related data on a much larger scale than ever before can provide policymakers and administrators with indicators of local, regional, and national education progress that can allow programs and ideas to be measured and improved. Interesting stuff. One way in which they are creating the level of data that's needed for effective learning analytics is in creating student devices that will be able to capture data on how, when, and in what context they're used, and then begin to build school-level, national, and even international data sets that can be used to deeply analyze student learning, ideally in real time. Big data is being used now to personalize every experience users have, from on commercial websites, in education systems, everywhere. And there's tremendous potential in using these data mining techniques to improve learning outcomes. The idea would be to use data to adapt instruction to individual learner needs in real time. For example, the same way that Amazon can use metrics to tailor recommend things to you. Analytics in this way can potentially help transform education from a standard one-size-fits-all into a responsive and flexible framework crafted to meet a student's particular needs. Learning analytics is developing rapidly in higher education, and it's moving closer to mainstream use in each of the past 3 years. Sophisticated web tracking tools are already being used by leading institutions to capture precise student behaviors in online courses, recording not only simple variables such as time spent on a topic, but also much more nuanced information that can provide evidence of critical thinking, synthesis, and the depth of retention of concepts over time. As behavior-specific data is added to an ever-growing repository of student-related information, the analysis of educational data is increasingly complex, and many statisticians and researchers are working to develop new kinds of analytical tools to manage that complexity. There's much work being done in learning analytics right now, and if you're interested in learning more about it, I urge you to check out the Horizons report. They've got a variety of resources in the report, or you can simply Google it, Google Learning Analytics, and you'll find all sorts of information. So I hope I've inspired you to find out a little bit more. Thank you for listening.